Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hey, you know something? What? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What? No, what?
Gay, 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 gay.
Yeah, we got a good Craig Wilson for Valentine's Day coming up.
Very good.
It's in the newspaper today. Tomorrow, the ladies will get a chance for some revenge.
Yeah?
We'll play a $1,000 big money edition of The Big Lie.
Very good.
The big Valentine's Day lie. But it will be women calling us to tell us lies they've told their men.
Yes, you're a special someone.
We normally do it the opposite way around, but we'll make it nice for the ladies tomorrow.
I think it's wonderful to give them an opportunity, especially after all of this spousal camp nonsense.
Before everybody gets on their bus and goes to their various cave.
Right. Amen.
And I feel like the biggest hypocrite in the world, because we're here talking about all of this stuff. Do you know, and this is why I don't mind, Janet really has been so low maintenance in real life about Valentine's Day and everything else, beyond the fact that she would like to cook dinner tomorrow night.
Right.
It's not a major deal. For all of my bitching and complaining, there are right now a dozen roses waiting for her the day before when she gets home. Got her a little something last night. I'll make tomorrow nice and special. Mm-hmm. I'm just such a hypocrite.
Here out loud, we're doing all this talking, but you're an incurable romantic.
You should know behind the scenes, I'm in love with her.
Sure.
I buy into it, but I buy into it. Because she's not forcing me to buy into it.
Big difference.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You got flowers at least, didn't you?
What?
Well, you do the ad. You had to get flowers.
Yeah, but I haven't called them yet.
Well, right. You better get on that.
We better call soon, Mike.
No, I told you. I ordered some brand new dinnerware.
Right.
And I asked her, she got excited when I said, and you know what we're doing this weekend? We're buying a new kitchen table. That's what she wanted. She really wanted that, and I figured that was better than flowers, and I'll buy a nice, she was probably listening right now, so I don't want to say what I'm going to do.
Right.
That sounds like, isn't that like almost getting a picture out of a magazine?
Yes, it is.
And maybe I didn't get the flowers because I do the ads. Maybe if you'd talked about it as much as I had, it was, you know, it's just a lot. I've been talking about that a lot.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if I had, you know, wanted to buy flowers, I would have used that website.
Sure.
Of course. Oh, what, scadlover.com? Me too. It's a great one. So anyway, listen, while I'd like to, you know, get all the women on buses, you know.
Dozen roses?
What, that I got for Jan?
Is that what you got, a dozen?
I believe, what's 12 times 12?
12 dozen. It's 144.
144 roses.
Gross.
You're lying.
Of course I'm lying.
Jeez, shut up.
Gross and roses.
No, God, you almost had me there for a second.
And also, Mike, I've thrown petals all the way from the kitchen all the way upstairs.
I've seen where there was like a 100 rose special there.
Nah, a dozen roses. They came tonight. They're very nice.
I'll be sending carnations to Ann Tier.
Oh, that's nice, right?
And Buzz was nice enough. Someone called about the story of O.
Right.
Buzz was nice enough to water this down so we could read it on the radio.
Yes. Okay.
The story of O is a story of female submission.
Uh-huh.
O is blindfolded, chained, whipped, branded, and pierced, made to wear a mask, and taught to be constantly available for sex. She's trained to serve the men of an elite group. After the training is finished, O is turned over to an even more dominant master. O falls in love with him. As final proof of her love, O decides to move to an old mansion solely inhabited by women for advanced training.
Advanced training.
Now, that sure does sound...
Mm-hmm. How old is that movie?
That book, the French book, was written in 1954.
Maybe
the movie
we are,
was made in the 70s, I think.
Not even thinking. We are What we're doing is we're squatting on someone else's.
Yeah, somebody's already had the idea back in the 1950s. Every great idea has been around for a long time.
What it doesn't even say is that elite group that trained her was a radio show.
Disc jockeys, that's right.
You know, it screams to me, remake, The Story of O.
Oh,
I think that, you know what? You probably couldn't make that movie nowadays.
I think
you probably couldn't. You get too much crap.
We just stick with the crazy camp.
Right, and we make a movie about it, but it's a documentary. Maybe call Michael Moore.
See, ours is more folksy.
Spouse camp.
And fun.
Crazy camp.
Like kind of related to porch setting and all that good
stuff?
Yeah,
like the letters are made of logs.
Right.
like Frontier Town.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
Get out of my head. That's exactly what
Country
I'm thinking.
Country time imitation flavored drink.
Anyway, man. who's not in love? It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. I know Craig Wilson is in love. And he writes about it today in his national column in USA Today.
Very good.
And it's good that we get two great weeks of Craig in a row.
Yeah.
And he's done it now, two Wednesdays in a row.
Very good. Very exciting.
Happy early Valentine's Day, everybody.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
The final word by Craig Wilson. What sparks everlasting love?
I went to lunch with a friend the other day. A friend who confessed his 4-year relationship was over. Done. Kaput.
Things just kind of fell apart. They drifted. Love died. The spark went out.
He said he was still in a bit of a shock over the whole thing. And then he said what people often say at times like that. We're still friends.
Relationship boys are funny things. Who knows what goes on inside any of them? Even people in relationships don't always know what's happening. And that includes me. Oh, Mike.
Winner. Winner. I've been with my partner, Jack, going on 24 years now.
Yeah.
Who knew? Certainly not me.
If someone had said to me on the day we first met that I would be doing his dishes a quarter of a century later,
winner.
I would have said this. I don't think so.
That's just as good. God, I swear to God.
What a great queen he is. He's the best. I swear to God he is.
But there I am in the kitchen every night cleaning up the mess he made. Putting our dinner together, I lucked out and found a good cook.
Logically, this relationship should not work. I like the immediacy of newspapers. Get the story. Get it in the paper. Have a drink. Have another drink. Repeat.
He...
He likes the slow, methodical world of research.
He's a fag.
10 years is often too little time for him to complete a study. As for the drink, he falls asleep after 2. Opposites attract, they say. Maybe they do.
And then we see others who, by all appearances, shouldn't have lasted through the first date. But there they are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, complete with a photo in the paper. These are the same people who say they've never had a fight.
We've all seen couples we think are perfect for each other, only to find out they're heading to divorce court. We never learn what went wrong. Maybe even they don't know.
Just between you and me, I don't trust them. Unless one of them is deaf and mute, something is terribly wrong there.
Jack and I...
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I've had our fair share of disagreements over the years.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Often it's over monumental things like whether the window should be up or down at bedtime.
Bedtime. You say bedtime.
Or how to get to the airport. Or how to get to the airport.
I'm almost always right. Oddly enough, he thinks he is too. So we agree to disagree. Often.
Only the gods know why this works for us. I ask no questions.
Valentine's Day, of course, is a day that millions ponder the relationship question. Why me? Why not me? Why them? Why not them?
Why does what appears to be the meanest woman alive have a long-term relationship with someone who seems so nice? Doesn't seem fair.
And why does the world's nicest guy have no one to call his own? Can't even get a date. Again, not fair.
My mom and dad were married 54 years. At their 50th wedding anniversary party, Dad made everyone chuckle by saying the first 4 years of his marriage were the happiest. He was gone, fighting World War II in far-off lands.
What is he, a faggot?
Maybe he wasn't even kidding.
I never dared ask.
That is gold.
That is a love sonnet.
That is absolutely delightful.
He gets it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Happy okay. Valentine's Day, right. Craig.
Let me just say, Jack would never have to go to our crazy camp.
Not at all. No. 24 years now. Congratulations to both of them.
And for our gay friends?
Yes.
It will be known as Queer Camp.
With a K.
With a K.
With a K.
K-W-E-E-R.
That's why, Buzz.
K-R-A-I-G, Wilson.
That's fantastic. Well, there you go. I like it when he comes all the way out. I really enjoy that.
No, good to see you. That's even the day before Valentine's Day.
Good job, Craig.
So tomorrow, I think we mentioned, we'll have the women, and we'll let you call in and let you tell us what dicks your husbands are.
Absolutely.
And lots of guys are still calling about the whole spouse camp thing.
Well, unfortunately, we have closed the investment lines. We are investing in it ourselves because we want the company to be private.
Privately held.
Privately held corporation.
Just see what this is and that. It's, oh, look, it's Buzz time, for God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
How are you?
Where did the show go?
Went to camp. Damn it.
What?
Damn it what?
Did the guy just say damn it?
He did. He said damn it.
What can we do for you, sir?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing.
Did he say faggot?
Faggot?
No, he said I got nothing.
Oh, he said I got nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he didn't.
Gotcha. Time having trouble hearing him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
So, you have news coming up.
News including Clemens with a K.
Do you? Now, we still have more tape.
Crazy Clemens with a K.
Sure. Without getting to the entire thing right now, are they done? Done?
Yeah, they wrapped up earlier this afternoon after 5 hours of work today.
Well, we'll crank it up, K-R-A-N-K, get up with Buzz in just a moment, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.